Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Kaufman. I'm a family doctor turned CLL patient, and I'm here at the last day of the Lymphoma Research Foundation patient meeting in Brooklyn, New York, with my friend Wayne Wells. Wayne, you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Wayne Wells. I live in upstate New York, and I was diagnosed with CLL in 2006, and I've been lucky enough to get on ibrutinib. I've been on ibrutinib for, which is a kinase inhibitor, for 51 months now, and my quality of life is great.
So, Wayne, I would qualify you as one of the more sophisticated patients. You do a lot of reading, a lot of research. You help other patients who are new to the disease. So when you come to a meeting like this, what got you excited? What kind of things would you want to share with other people?
Well, I think the basic message is for people who want to be proactive, a meeting like this is very important. It's not so important that a patient come and try to absorb all the information, because it's impossible. But what is important is for patients to know that there are new agents out there that offer the promise of efficacy and less toxicity. We're moving out of the era of chemo and into the era of small targeted drugs that are miraculous, like ibrutinib. So I come here to look for what is the next rock that I may have to jump to, because as good as my quality of life is, I've still got CLL. Ibrutinib controls my CLL. I have a great quality of life, but I still have CLL and I may relapse. So this is the reason that keeps me coming back. And the science is here, and I think that every patient that can at least get a conceptual understanding and appreciation for what is out there to find out if their doctors are competent enough to treat their disease.
Yeah, and I echo what you're saying, because I'm always telling my docs, don't leave me on third base. You know, I'm grateful to be on third base. It's better than a strikeout. But I'm on third base. You know, is there a way that we can, you know, seal the deal? Is there a way to get me home? So did you hear anything that you really got excited about and saying, hey, that's a rock that I may want to jump to?
Yes, I did. There were several. One of the things that was very exciting to me, and of course I'm interested in the research, but there were young researchers here with a poster presentation that people could go up and look at the new drugs that are out there that are being tested, some of them being tested. One of them uses a brand new pathway, and this is important because if you can attack the cancer with a number of drugs, you've got a good chance of getting you to third base like you want, or getting you home from third base, which is what we both want. That's the only way that we're going to get home, is if there are a combination of drugs which attack this cancer differently. And as far as I know, and I think you'll confirm this, that there hasn't been any cures without multiple drugs involved.
That's right. So, you know, generally that's the mantra in cancer therapy, is you need cocktails, because cancers will outwit a single drug.
Exactly.
So you want to hit them at different levels. And that's the direction that the research is looking at now. What I saw was a lot of these trials were multiple drugs trials now. So the first generations of these drugs were single agents, ibrutinib, idelalisib, ACP-196, venetoclax, duvelisib. Now we're seeing these drugs being used in combinations with other drugs.
Exactly.
And, you know, the hope is that these combinations will lead not only to a deeper and full remission, but maybe to a cure, and maybe to an ability to truncate the therapy and say, okay, 6 months, 18 months, whatever it is, you can stop the therapy, and the CLL is in the rearview mirror.
Exactly, and this is going to be particularly important because you and I both have been on clinical trials, so we get the drug for nothing. But so many of those patients out there are faced with insurance problems and the cost. The cost is huge. And when you have a huge cost, over $100,000 per year, and no way to pay for that, you know, that's going to be inhibitory for these drugs, as good as they are, because it's not going to be sustainable.
Any final thoughts you want to share with your fellow patients?
Well, I think it's important for patients to go online, to go to informative sources like CLL Society.
Thank you.
And well, it's true. To go to these informative, knowledgeable society forums where good knowledge, giving the latest information is out there so that they know whether their doctors are competent enough to handle their CLL.
Yeah, and our motto is, you know, smart patients get smart care.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Wayne, and thanks for what you're doing for the CLL community. Thanks.